evening and welcome to another edition of You and the Economy. I am Bosun Omofaye. In the last 24 months or thereabout, the macroeconomic indicators for Nigeria has been on the increase. In September 2007, the international rating agency Fitch released its banking system indicator, or the BSI. The indicator measures the quality and strength of a country's banking system on a descending scale of A to E. And for the first time ever, the Nigerian banking system made a rating list, coming in at category D. Other countries in the D group include Russia, China, Taiwan, and India. Others are Thailand, Israel, Poland, Hungary, Turkey, and Morocco. This is ahead of category E, where you have such countries as Argentina, Iran, Tunisia, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Egypt. We'll be back with more after the break.
You be farmer, carpenter, mechanic, tailor, and you be hairdresser. You want make your small business grow? To get loan, don't easy. Central Bank of Nigeria, don't carry license. Give microfinance bank, make them help you get that money way to make your business grow. The only work way microfinance bank get, now to help provide money assistance to man pikin way no get money at all. Even say man pikin way get small money, way take the new business. True. Microfinance go help make the business grow. Enter any microfinance bank today. When near you, make this better no pass you. Collect your own economic prosperity. Your money where you deposit this in. As microfinance bank, they insured. Inside Nigerian Deposit Insurance Corporation, Central Bank, they want them. Every penny. For more touring, enter any microfinance bank when near you. Or visit CBN website, www.centbank.org. Central Bank of Nigeria, they not gonna disturb you.
Welcome back. Other indices of the deepening of the Nigerian banking system include the balance sheet of banks that stood at 2.7 trillion naira in 2003 rose to 10.4 trillion by last year. The number of total branches was 3,247 in 2003 and over a four-year period hit 4,580. The number of bank shareholders rose from about 6 million in 2003 and well above 8 million shareholders at the end of 2007. And the total number of bank depositors in the country from 13.6 million in 2003 to 24.2 million in 2007. The total of deposits within the banking system, 1.4 trillion naira, as against 5.3 trillion naira in 2007. An increasing share of these deposits are now going into tenor of fixed deposits, from 32% in 2003 to 39% in 2007. This is indicative of the growing confidence in the Nigerian banking system. Also, banks' credit to the real sector via small and medium enterprises have grown tremendously. In 2004, banks' credit to SMEs as a percentage of total credit was a paltry 1.7%. Last year, that figure rose to 4.2% of total. But in spite of these impressive figures, the real sector of the economy has had a checkered development, as highlighted at the National Seminar on Banks and the Nigerian Economy.
Since 2003, well, we see thanks to economic reforms, the services sector has become the fastest growing non-oil sector economy, including telecom. So now you begin to witness a situation where public and private sectors are now partnering together. We have so many examples. The MM2, Murtala Mohammed Airport 2, is private sector initiative. Public sector contribution was to give the concession. And there are too many examples that you can lay your hands on, except we continue to produce and also enact laws and create more reforms that will encourage the private sector to go into services, into infrastructure financing. But some of the rich sector areas, manufacturing, textile, some industries in the rich sector have gone into recession in recent years. and the once booming textile industry has laid off over 100,000 hands in the last 5 years. Most key players are MP, UNTL, and of course, Michelin also, we all know that. Their factories have been shut down. Despite huge amounts of money, despite sectoral allocation that skewed significantly in favor of manufacturing, they still did not perform up to expectations. We began to discuss very briefly various options of financing. Now, here we are, development finance institutions. We remembered NIDB, we remembered also NEFON, we remembered Agricultural Bank. These are very deliberate efforts to finance the real sector, very deliberate. And as we begin to realize that the desired results are not being achieved, what do? We combine, consolidated all those multilaterals, all those development institutions into one, Bank of Industries. And Bank of Industries, they are also doing an excellent job. SMEs. SMEs, for a period of 5-6 good years, what was very consonant among Nigerian banks, very common, a common denominator that bound them together then was SMEs. Nothing else. SMEs was a very important thing in every bank, and up to now it's still important. Of course, we are here today to launch 50 billion funds that will also enable us to finance the micro sector of the economy.
Looking at the numbers, looking at what we've just reviewed, given where we were and where we are today, the difference is like the difference between day and night. But we still have a long way to go. The challenges are still huge. The challenges of the banks themselves and the challenges of the economy. Because like I said at the beginning, the banks exist in the context of an economy. You still have shortage of qualified and experienced manpower, poor corporate governance and risk management in the banks, especially in an era where the regulator has become a lot much stricter. Risk-averse operators and the regulator-led market still we're still struggling. I think the banks are eventually trying to now overtake us, but the leadership seems we're now trying to get to a point where the banks actually lead rather than the regulator leading. Total credit as a percentage of non-oil GDP is just about 31%. It's grown phenomenally in the last 2-3 years, but compared to where others are in the rest of the world, this is still considered low. Total credit to SME, just about 4% of total. We think we could do a lot much better, even though we've moved on tremendously from where we're coming. The low savings rate is there. We are not saving much. Banks cannot, they can't print money. They can only lend from the deposits that they mobilize. And the lower the deposit base, the lower will be the overall credit. And the formal banking still covers barely 40% of the bankable public. Our mortgage system is slightly absent. We need land legal reforms. Many people, I'm sure many of us, believe that the lending rate, the lending interest rate is high. Isn't that true? Good. We also say it is high. Well, I tried to allude to it a few minutes ago when I asked a question. If you go to a bank, many people have told me they have placements in banks in which they are paid 12%, 13%, from even one actually said 14%. And I asked the question, if you put that placement at 14%, how much do you expect the bank to lend it to Mr. X when he goes to borrow from the bank? And that is an issue, that the cost of funds is still high, the deposit rates. In a risky business environment, banks price risks differently for different borrowers. The point being made here is that not all the borrowers borrow at the same rate. Some prime borrowers borrow at far cheaper rates
and some borrow at a more expensive rate. There's still some uncertainty about the future inflationary trends, but I believe if we sustain the single digit for the second year and the third year, I think quite a lot of people will be a lot much more comfortable, especially the core inflation. Poor infrastructure means that banks' operating costs are very high. High overhead costs of banks, emoluments, financing of budget deficits also crowds out private sector. Because when government issues bonds, you have to issue it at an interest rate that will be attractive for the poor private sector to buy. And as you are raising the interest rate, then the other interest rate cannot fall far below your bond rate, which is a riskless investment, as it were. So it helps to push up the cost of interest.
My people, if you never hear, make you hear now, we'll say now punishable offense to abuse, buy or sell the Naira, and anybody will commit, we collect reach 6 months inside jail or 50,000 Naira fine, or two of them combined. So if you value yourself, value the Naira joint. No squeeze arm, no dirty arm, no spray arm for party. Otherwise, government go catch you all. This message now from the Central Bank of Nigeria.
Managing Director of First Bank PLC, Mr. Jacob Ajekigbe, presented a paper at the National Seminar on Banks and the Economy. He said the growth and development of our recent past were largely driven by the inflow of foreign direct investment, trade liberalization policies of the government, and the macroeconomic stability of the last 3 years or so. In the long term, he added, Nigeria can only attain its full potentials through indigenous small and medium enterprises, or SMEs. A thriving Nigeria SME industry will promote, among others, integrated rural development, housing development, and strengthen social safety nets, geopolitical and gender balance. According to a 1992 figure by the National Council on Industrial Standards, 10% of Nigerian SMEs are into manufacturing, 90% are in agriculture, services and commerce. Experts say this reflects the agrarian and rural nature of the economy and the high risk profile of manufacturing. In spite of these shortcomings, SMEs have great potentials for the domestic economy.
For now, some of them may be, you know, a potential contribution. We have employment generation. Most businesses in Nigeria employ less than 100 employees, which makes the SME sector an important part of the economy. So if we are talking about employment generation, the sector to focus on is the SME. The assimilation of indigenous entrepreneurship, the capacity to promote private and indigenous ownership of business, the easiest way to own your business is to go via the SME route. The poverty reduction, there is the start-up cost, which is the entry barrier to SME is very low compared with other initiatives. So we are talking about product production reduction, SME should be the focus. And then the diversification of the economy itself is another issue, provides multiple business opportunities for Nigerians, while also encouraging competition amongst local entrepreneurs. Then SMEs also discourage rural urban migration. We now have urban sprawling, Lagos, Port Harcourt, Kano are becoming what they can be called, Lagos have been rather described as mega city. The way to refer these trends is to promote SMEs, especially in the rural areas. And then SMEs also contribute to mobilization and utilization of domestic savings, especially in the rural areas. But what are the issues and challenges of SMEs in Nigeria? SMEs in Nigeria have to contend with so many obstacles. The operating environment generally limits entrepreneurial activities, and as such, it's not small business friendly. In fact, when I was listening to the opening remarks by the chairman, the issue of subsidy is a key issue. Why should I want to go into any productive venture if I could make a lot of money just buying fuel and selling it in the black market? So that is a major issue challenging SMEs in Nigeria. Then there's the issue of funding. Then there's the issue of markets also. Then, to put the matter in context, I will actually put the issues in context. External issues, so that's issues external to the promoters of SMEs. This includes inadequate provision for security, life and property. This may not be really, to bring it to focus. Let me talk about an SME promoter who wants to establish, let's say, a small scale poultry farm. The amount of money he will spend on fencing his property, the amount of money he's going to spend digging his own borehole, and also buying generator, you know, is very, very humongous, to use my friend's favorite agency. So in this case, the issue of security of life and property is a very serious issue when we are talking about SMEs. The government built on the issue of infrastructure earlier in the day. I won't wait much time on that. There are the draft of suitable financing options. Jim mentioned that SMEs in Indonesia have been successful because they adopted a more favorable financing option. They went by the way of loans. Here, we are doing a mix of loans and equity. At first, equity, I wouldn't do much of it. Then there is the issue of policy inconsistency. The government will announce today we are banning a product, and people would go and set up factories to produce those items which have been banned. Then suddenly, the field will be opened again, and you have cheap products competing with the ones you want to produce in Nigeria. These issues are beyond the SMEs ownership owners can tackle on themselves.
The National Seminar on Banks and the Economy also witnessed the launch of the CBN Bankers Committee Special Initiative to pull the vulnerable groups up and mainstream them into the national economy. The Small and Medium Enterprises Equity Investment Scheme, or SMEs, was reviewed and transmitted to the 50 billion Naira Microcredit Development Fund. Details of that new fund next week on You and the Economy. The seminar also featured a lively interactive session. And here we give you a sneak preview.
I appeal to the mega banks. We should always remember from where we are coming from. The growth of the banking industry has largely been associated what has really been responsible for the growth and development and the productivity of the commercial banks and merchant banks in Nigeria is the patronage of the public sector. I know no bank can beat its own chest and say, I made it out in the private sector without the support of the public sector. Now is the time for these mega banks to come together, pool resources locally, and at the same time use their international contacts to get funding to fund the power sector. Because when you don't fund the power sector, and government cannot do it alone, it is time for private sector to do it. And I believe that the mega banks have the capacities with their foreign partners to mobilize resources so that the power sector can be financed. And it is only then that these our microfinance institutions can make meaning to us.
There will be more on this next week when we come back. For now, let's take a break and take a look at the economic indicators for the week.
Painter, mechanic, tailor, hairdresser. Do you want to start or expand your micro, small or medium scale enterprise? It is now easy to get loans to start or expand your existing business. The Central Bank of Nigeria has commenced licensing of microfinance banks to help you mobilize money to start or grow your business. Microfinance banks are where you can save, grow, make payment transfers within the country and enjoy many other financial services for your business. Microfinance banks are to provide financial services to the economically active relieve poor and low-income earners to own and expand their small, micro, and medium enterprises. Visit any of the microfinance banks nearest to you today. Your deposits are safe as the bank's deposits are fully insured by the NDIC, and the bank's operations are under the supervision and regulation of the Central Bank of Nigeria. For more information on microfinance banks, visit any of the nearest CBN offices or visit the CBN website www.sendbank.org. This message is brought to you by the Central Bank of Nigeria.
Here is a summary of economic indicators for the week ended February 15, 2008. Actual inflation rate as at end December 2007 was 6.6%. The gross official reserves stood at $55.84 billion. At the wholesale Dutch auction, the Naira exchanged for 116 Naira, 28 kobo per dollar. The average interest rate on savings account was 3.33%. The average prime lending rate of banks was 16.48%. The average maximum lending rate of banks stood at 18.24%. The amount of currency in circulation as at February 15, 2008 was 880.8 billion naira. The average price of Nigeria's reference crude Bonny Light stood at $97.33 per barrel. The average volume of output of crude oil as at end January 2008 stood at 2.2 million barrels per day.
That's the package on this edition of You and the Economy. I am Bosunam Fayo. Until next week, it's good night from all of us here.